Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You. You've been listening to Project Independence and You here at Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We've been talking with George Martinez, who is the Deputy Commissioner for the Nassau County Department of Services for the Aging. And, you know, I can't believe it's the last 15 minutes. So we do want to get right back into it. I know we have a lot of technology questions, but because I'm hosting, I'm going to just throw one thing out there before we started. One of the things that we learned during Project Independence is kind of, you know, we definitely want people learning technology, but there is just always going to be the seniors who don't have a computer. They're isolated. They're homebound for whatever reason. And one of the things that Project Independence did over COVID was we started with North Hempstead Television. So we did Fun Day Monday on North Hempstead Television. We did the fitness classes on North Hempstead Television, and we're going to continue it. And what we learned was it reached a certain group of people who don't have computers, who are not computer savvy, but still like to watch their television and flip the channels around. And we got a lot of calls from seniors who said, I had no idea about this program, or, you know, they would call 311. So, you know, technology is very important, but we still have a group that are not savvy, don't have a tablet, don't have a computer, don't have a smartphone, and they're perfectly happy. So, you know, they're there too. So, you know, that's why this radio show is still so, so important. For so many reasons, clearly wonderful guests and information for all, but also because it is still on the radio. And there are seniors, again, that, you know, listen to the radio, and seniors that watch their television. So I do think that when we talk about seniors that are isolated and frail and don't get out for whatever reason, there still is a mode to get information to them. And that is, you know, through the television and radio. So eventually it's going to be all technology, but right now you can run ads. You can continue to do the things that the county does, that the town does on television, and explain the ways they can get this information, making a phone call or something like that. So I wanted to just put that out there because it was something, George, you had mentioned, something that we learned during COVID. And had it not been for COVID, you know, we would never have really thought about it, but it really still is a very important way to connect with seniors who, you know, who are homebound.
It's an excellent point, and you're absolutely correct. Unfortunately, we don't have the TV, but one of the things that we did do is during COVID, we requested that all of our managers and assistant managers contact those seniors that we know that didn't have the access every day. So they were getting phone calls from us every day.
Right.
To kind of get their bridge going. And that was something that the feedback there, that was extremely, extremely positive, that these teams, at least once a day, they were getting a phone call saying, are you okay? Give me things. The other thing that we're doing is we are going to be investing in transportation. We're going to be working with our senior centers to acquire the van and the buses that they need to get more people and more times in the day to come to the centers. And also to do other activities. One of the things that when we begin to get back to whatever normal is going forward is we want to encourage more outside programs. Like, for example, this year, we normally have a large conference in May, but because of the COVID, we canceled it. Instead, we're having 5 to 6 outdoor lunch programs that will be running through September. So that's kind of things, once again, to encourage people who normally wouldn't come to the center, but they'll come to a nice, we do it at a farm, and it's a nice way of getting people out of their house, come to have a nice lunch, have a little entertainment, and kind of do a tour of the farm. So it's been really, we've done 3 so far, been really, really positive.
You know, you mentioned smart TVs. I had an unfortunate story that took place, which they've heard before, and I'll make it fast. My son-in-law's father wound up in the hospital, 96 years old, during COVID, goes into the emergency room, broken hip. Nobody can go with him. He has five children. They wind up, he's in the nursing, he winds up going to rehab, and they found out they can't do rehab. And then he ends up in a nursing home. And during this whole process, communication was terrible. There was none. And he finally dies with nobody, and he's got five kids.
Oh, gosh.
My thought is that the smart TV technology can be used in places like nursing homes and hospitals as a means of communication, not right. where you have to go to somebody and say, I want you to do FaceTime or whatever. It should be part of the communication system within nursing homes, for example, where a smart TV is in a room and they can communicate with people even during times like COVID. It should be like considered, this is the way it works, not like it's an option.
Right.
You know, so people aren't marooned in either the nursing home or the hospital when they're older, because that's what it did happen many times during COVID.
That's a very interesting
point. I'm getting at is maybe somewhere along the line, communication systems within nursing homes and hospitals could be greatly improved to make it that it's not an option. It's something that must be, you know, this is how it works.
Right. It's a very, very interesting point.
Yeah.
No, it's not easy, I'm sure. I mean, I understand enough about technology that you can't just pop a smart TV in every room and have the whole system be in place, but it's a goal, let's put it that way.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's definitely, you know, a great goal, because I don't know how Project Independence would have made such progress during COVID if it wasn't for, I mean, you know, not just the smart TV, but, you know, being able to do Zoom and the different kind of technologies that you could actually do Zoom on. You know, it's not just your laptop, it's your tablet. You can get internet on your smart TV, on your cell phone. So there's just so much access. And, you know, it is so important, because like we were talking with, you know, with the RoboPets, connection is so important too. I mean, staying connected, you know, the companionship, and everything that, you know, it's just so important. It's just amazing where we've been since the beginning of COVID and where we are now. And I think that we've learned so much, because I think staying in touch with the seniors during COVID, we became so much more familiar with what's happening with seniors, because, like, you know, George, we had friends calling friends. You're doing that. You're making sure that everybody is safe at home. You know, everybody is just that the connections that we've made to our senior population is great. And I think we're going to see a positive outcome from all of it. And I mean, that's what I'm hoping.
And I couldn't agree with you more. Like I said before, I mean, you know, with all the negatives of COVID, there's been a lot of positives. You know, it's given us two things, you know, and back to Otto's point and your point, it's forcing us now to do things that we either didn't want to do or couldn't do. Something like Zoom. Zoom is something that's going to be here. Whatever the next generation of Zoom is here. I mean, and we're using it more, and people have more acceptance of it. You know, in the business world, you know, you're seeing companies going to cut back their square footage, you know, cut back their office space because they can, you know, they can do this right. at the same. You know, family reunions now. I mean, it's a lot easier to do that. I mean, your idea of, you know, technology also is getting less and less expensive. So yeah, so your question about the nursing home, it's just the cost of doing business. It's something that's smart. And I think you'll see the smart nursing homes, the Bristols and those places, begin to put that technology in, because they know this, you know, they'll pay dividends down the road. And you know, like I said before, and they know, and like, you know, your thing with the TV, that's a great thing, because people are home, and, you know, those public access channels really have a tremendous viewership. People watch it, and it's a great source of information and comfort for a lot of people.
And this show will be on. Okay. People will be watching this on our
show. Oh, no, now you tell me. Yeah, I got to fix my hair again. Great. You know what I mean? They tell me afterwards. No wonder you guys look so great. I knew something was wrong. You know, the makeup didn't come to my office. It came to your office. You know, there was thing is that you told me show.
Many people working here for me.
Yeah, you know,
yeah, right.
I got a faith for radio, not for TV.
You know, Zoom is a classic example. I mean, you are a busy guy and you have lots to do. And under normal circumstances, you would have driven to the LIU Post broadcast right. studio and taken up an hour or two to get there and hang out with us for a while and then go back and work. So you saved a lot of time and then enabled us to have you on this show, which might have been a problem otherwise. You know, you just couldn't get it into your schedule.
This worked out great. And it's important. It gives us the opportunity to really engage on things that maybe we couldn't do in the studio.
Hey, and I'm on vacation. I could do it from, you know, my dining room.
There you go.
It's really
have a nice vacation.
Yes.
Well, I'm taking my son back to school tomorrow. So we were going to go today, but we didn't have a boat. So we decided we'll drive tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, congratulations. It's good stuff.
Where do you have to drive? You're going upstate? Yeah, right.
Way upstate.
Oof, it's a long ride.
The Adirondacks.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful ride, though.
It is. I went away upstate. I went to Rockport, which was a whole different part of our state. But going through the Adirondacks is exquisite. It is, I feel, like probably the most beautiful part of our state. Yeah. You've got mountains and lakes and rivers, and it's just absolutely beautiful. Try not to go through it in the dead of winter, though.
No, that's not good. That's not good at all. But you're right, though. New York, it's a beautiful state. I mean, we have, you know, from Buffalo to Montauk, it's just an absolutely beautiful. People think it's all about New York City, and it's not. I mean, there's just some regions up there that are just breathtaking.
Right.
I was in Saratoga last week, and that's nice part of the world also.
Yeah.
Even attended the racetrack.
How'd you do? You came back with less.
It's a funny story. I don't know if you've been to the track, but I'll assume you have. I buy a $100 voucher. You know, you have to buy a voucher now with the barcode on it.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I had a $100.15 voucher. So I made 15 cents.
Yeah, you did well. You did well.
Yeah, I had a winning day.
I was afraid you were going to ask us for a job.
No, well, I cashed the voucher in. You have to go to a human to do that. And the person behind the counter says, I don't have any nickels. I said, okay. Well, I said, why don't you take the dime and donate it to something? So we took the dime and put it in.
George, we want to thank you so much. It's been so much information. I know Christina will have you back. Thank you again for this wonderful information about RoboPets. And during Talk of the Town, we'll make sure everybody knows how to get in touch with
you,
how to get in touch with the County Office of the Aging. We'll be right back with Project Independence at U, 88.1 FM. WCW.com.